AURN News.
I'm Ebony McMorris. With less than 24 hours before thousands of rail workers were planning to strike, a deal has been reached to avert a shutdown that would have devastating effects. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, who helped with negotiations, tweeted out shortly after 4 a.m., tweeted out, "Moments ago, following more than 20 consecutive hours of negotiations at USDOL, the rail companies and union negotiators came to a tentative agreement that balances the needs of workers, businesses, and our nation's economy." He goes on to say, "Our rail system is integral to our supply chain, and disruption would have had catastrophic impacts on industries, travelers, and families across the country." President Biden put out a statement saying that these rail workers will get better pay, improved working conditions, and peace of mind around their health care costs, all hard-earned. The agreement is also a victory for railway companies, who will be able to retain and recruit more workers for an industry that will continue to be part of the backbone of the American economy for decades to come. For AURN News, I'm Ebony McMorris.